With me on the phone right now, I've got an individual by the name of Matt Gent out of Washington County for my edition of Farmer Friday. Matt, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
How you doing, Pat?
Fantastic, sir. Thank you for the opportunity to chat with you. Let's go ahead and tell our listenership a little bit about yourself over there in Washington County.
Yeah, so my family and I, we are a farrow to finish hog operation near Wellman, Iowa. And, of course, we also grow corn and soybeans and lived here, grew up here my whole life, third generation on this land that my grandpa started, and just doing what I love every day.
And over there, there's pretty flat ground. It's nice and able to see quite a distance with that. Go ahead and talk about the harvest of 2023. Some people are very pleased with what transpired. What about over there in Washington County?
Yeah, I would consider us one of the pleased with the results of last year's crop. As we were extremely dry, like everyone was early in the season, we wondered how the heck would we ever recover from this, and then it did start raining, and the rains must have just been extremely timely, and the yield was tremendously better than we expected, corn and beans. I don't know how we can raise a crop on so little moisture, but last year was a year that we can prove we can do it. Now, if we can do that again with still no moisture in the soil bank, I'll be surprised, but Mother Nature has a way of surprising us, that's for sure.
That is correct, and yes, you're not the Lone Ranger. A lot of people were in that same boat, and the word timely comes up time after time after time. Tell us a little bit about your tillage operation. Are you no-till, minimum till? Talk about that.
Yeah, so here in Washington County, we, in fact, our business is called Prairie Pork, and so we live on what I consider the prairie of Washington County. Majority of our dirt is flat and black, and that dirt's really heavy and gumbo-y. And we're primarily a corn-on-corn operation as we feed all of our corn and, of course, purchase way more than what we produce. And so we're about 70% corn-on-corn and the other 30% beans. And so we do more tillage than probably the average farmer in Washington County. But we pick and choose. We do have some hillier fields to the north as you get closer to Wellman. And those farms we rotate and do some no-till operations there. But the heavy black stuff, it needs to be flipped, aired out, and we bury that trash so we can go corn on corn. And so we have a blend of multiple tillage operations.
Fantastic stuff for sure. I'm talking with Matt Gent. He's a farmer over there in Washington County, over there by Wellman, Iowa. Talk a little bit about your fertilizer program that you have, with a unique operation with all of the pigs that you have, but talk about that.
Yeah, so every single one of our acres going to corn gets hog manure on it in the fall. We do save a little bit for the spring. We like some spring manure because manure is readily available in the spring. But majority of what we apply goes on in the fall just from a time standpoint. Can't get it all done in the spring like we wish we could. Hog manure is our primary fertilizer. And then we do go, we put a little bit of nitrogen on with the planter along with some starter. We'll go through mid-season and we'll analyze the soils. And if the crop needs one more little shot of fertilizer, you know, at tassel time or whatever, we'll give it what it needs then, just depending on how much rain we've had, what the crop looks like. So we make an in-season decision on the final fertilizer application.
That transitions into my next question, Matt. Soil testing then, you guys obviously do that. Talk about that procedure.
Yeah, so of course for manure plans, we soil test every field every 4 years. You have to have that for a manure plan on your hog building. So that way we know exactly how much we can apply to each different soil types. But on top of that, we'll go through and grab a few spots from each field throughout the growing season and just see where our nitrogen's sitting in the soil profile, whether it's readily available or we've had 10 inches of rain and it's pushed it, you know, 2 feet down and the corn's not able to utilize it, blah, 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 blah. And so that's, you know, we kind of got to, we use multiple ways of soil testing, and it's a way that we help raise good crops.
Interesting stuff for sure. Dive into now the pigs that you have. You mentioned a number before off air. Talk about those sows that you have.
Yeah. So currently we're a 5,000 sow farrow to finish operation. My mom and dad started the hog farm. My older brother and I are in the process of taking over management, day-to-day operations. We have currently about 40-some employees, and the hog operation is really the bread and butter of our business. It's what keeps us busy every day. My brother and I always say the row cropping's the hobby and gets us out of the pigs for a couple weeks a year. So,
talk about the health protocol that you do with these pigs. I mean, you want to make certain that you keep them healthy because of the fact that disease can spread rapidly throughout. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Washington County, Iowa is the third largest producer of pork in the whole United States. The two counties ahead of us are out in North Carolina. And so we're number one in the state of Iowa. So we consider ourselves pig heaven. Everywhere you look, there's a pig barn around here. It's a great place to raise pigs. It's a friendly place to raise pigs. But that also does give us challenges to keep pigs healthy and clean when there's this many of them in one area. So biosecurity is number one top of our mind. And the things we do today to keep our pigs healthy and clean versus even when I was a young child and we walked right out the house and in our work boots and right into the farm. It's everything's different today. We shower in and out of every facility, and we have multiple trucks and hauling pigs and truck washes, and always biosecurity is always top of mind.
I might be getting into a topic that is a little bit off limits, and that's okay. What about veterinarian services that you have? Do you have a veterinarian on site, or do you call one in from a veterinarian office?
We work with two different veterinary offices that help consult and basically do the day-to-day veterinary stuff that we need. The call in for, hey, our this barn is sick. We need some help here. Come look at these. We need some diagnostic testing over here. And then they also, you know, just regularly check on our sow farm and just go through it with us and normal protocols, things like that. So we use a couple different veterinary services, and they are a key part of our operation.
And I'm going to dip my toe into another question that might be off limits, but with 5,000 sows, what does that add up to pig-wise? I'm sure you farrow at least twice a year. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we'll raise short 150,000 pigs a year off of those sows. And then, of course, our operation, we buy some wean pigs throughout the year from another sow farm. I wouldn't consider ourselves a very large producer, but if we're big enough that it keeps the family busy, that's for sure.
Interesting topic. Now, you've got many hats that all farmers wear from time to time, figuring things out, problem solving. But you also wear the hat of the Iowa Pork Producers President of the entire state of Iowa. Talk about that, Matt.
Yeah. So I've been on the board of directors for the Iowa Pork Producers Association for 5 years now, going on six, started back in 2018. You know, it takes a couple of years just to learn how the organization works, and from there, stepped up into a VP role, and then last year they asked me to be president-elect, and then in January at the Iowa Pork Congress, I took the president role, and I will be in the president position for, it's a one-year term. It's been great so far, learning a lot. Of course, when you're in this role, the amount of people you meet and talk to, you know, this type of radio interview type stuff, it's crazy. It's something every day.
A lot of challenges in all the animal industry, but all of a sudden California raised their head up and talked about Prop 12 coming into play, and that affected the producers in Iowa. Tell us about the biggest obstacle you see for swine operators.
Well, Prop 12 is definitely an obstacle. I don't know, and everybody's opinion would be different. I don't know if it would be the biggest, in my opinion. It's something that the industry is having to work around. And there is plenty of sows that have committed to being Prop 12 compliant today. And so we're fulfilling that need. The worst part for the industry is the Prop 12 thing came on as the markets were sliding. For the hog market, corn was on the rise last summer, and so input costs were extremely high, margins were low, and it was just bad timing. It kind of compiled a bunch of issues all at once.
I'm talking with Matt Gent out of Washington, Iowa. He's a farmer over there south of Wellman. You're also involved in a couple of other things there, Matt, on the volunteer level. Talk about your involvement with the church and the school.
Yeah, so like most farmers in the great state of Iowa, obviously involved in our local church and love being involved in the local community and the school that I went to, and now my kids are in, which is Mid Prairie, out of Wellman and Kelowna, and we have three children in the school community, and so my wife and I try to stay as active as we can, helping out where we can.
A lot of community pride, as always. I'm talking with Matt Gent for my edition of Farmer Friday. Matt, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC.
You bet. I appreciate the invite.